Friday, September 6th, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. A Wednesday evening pursuit for a man ended in his arrest at a Jamestown hotel Thursday morning. The Stutsman County Sheriff's Office reports the pursuit began overnight in the Windsor area for a man wanted on warrants out of Florida. The man is identified as 30-year-old Quentin Miller, and he is now facing charges of felony auto theft from Florida, as well as driving under suspicion, fleeing a police officer, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and reckless driving. The Stutsman County Sheriff's Office is continuing the search for a different man who is believed to have been last seen in the Windsor area earlier this week. 20-year-old Gage Laper of Lakeland, Minnesota, was reported missing and mentally unstable Monday. Stutsman County Sheriff Chad Kaser says the search located Laper's vehicle on Wednesday and his cell phone was found along a fence line in the search area. Laper is described as a white male, 5'7", and weighing 125. He was last seen wearing a tie-dyed shirt. A Fargo woman is accused of trespassing at a local school and assaulting a police officer who tried to get her to leave. The 42-year-old woman was arrested Thursday outside Shanley High School and Sullivan Middle School in Fargo. Police say officers were called to the school on a report of a woman who was looking for her children. She was told to leave but returned to the school and began fighting with officers, striking one of them. Wildlife officials say a moose that wandered onto the University of North Dakota campus should not have been drugged. Game and Fish Department Wildlife Chief Jeb Williams says his agency did not recommend immobilization and relocation because of the possible health hazard to humans who might eat the moose. The moose found its way into a football stadium Tuesday morning. It was tranquilized by campus police, and officials from a North Dakota zoo moved it out of town. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.